At the very last minute, but yeah. Between now and the end of the month, we're able to give an additional $1,000 off the price of a 2017 Highlander.
Oh.
And have you ever been inside of a Highlander?
Yes and no. I have looked and sat inside, but have not actually experienced the ride.
I'll tell you what, Charlie, if you're looking for a capable, really comfortable SUV experience, the Toyota Highlander is really hard to beat.
You know, I think the SUV probably fits a lot of different demographics, but as I look at the fact that it is one of those vehicles that instead of sitting down into the car, you kind of sit across to the seat for an aging population. It's nice not to have to worry about the knee action going up.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, every once in a while, I'll slip into, we have a couple of older vehicles that come through on our lot. We've got a Mustang that came through a couple of weeks ago, an older Mustang.
And,
sliding into something like that, you know, you think you're going to look all cool and Charles Bronson, and all you do is remind yourself.
I think more Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen. Your knees just don't want to slide in. But getting into an SUV like a Highlander, comfortable ride. You're up high, and what we're finding, in terms of demographics, Charlie. A lot of our buyers are coming in now, and they grew up in SUVs and in minivans. They've never been sedan passengers, and I think the trend towards more and more SUVs, you're going to see more and more of them on the road, both from Ford and from Toyota. Ford is coming out with about half a dozen new SUV models over the next couple of years.
That'll be interesting. In fact, Ford obviously has the engineering staff that will look at that for ride, for fuel economy, for everything else. Probably try to incorporate the EcoBoost engine into one of those.
You're going to be seeing the EcoBoost engine, and surprisingly, or maybe not so surprisingly, you're going to be seeing hybrids and electric vehicles coming out very soon from Ford. In fact, I think Ford just recently announced that they're even going to be making a hybrid version of the F-150. Can you imagine that?
I'm sure they will, because that's what people are looking for. But I still think trucks. I think work vehicle. I don't think family transportation. But it's one of those things that I think you see a lot of good uses for it, particularly as people use a truck as family transportation.
Exactly. And more people use trucks as their primary vehicle. I'm sure there are more than a few people who are listening to us today who are driving around in an F-150 that is probably a little more plush than my living room.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about it these days. All the manufacturers, but I think Ford and Toyota, with the Toyota lineup from the hybrid all the way through, it's going to be a more luxury experience than what you think of from a truck.
No kidding. So we were supposed to have a guest in this morning, Charlie. Mike Bouvier was going to join us this morning and talk a little bit about this weekend's upcoming Polar Plunge.
I went to the Special Olympics website as you and I were getting set up for that. And, of course, if you want to check that out, or the listeners want to check that out, mysook.org. And right there with the Bartlesville Polar Plunge, I'm looking at the site right now, $4,740 pledged already.
Mike told me this morning that they are having a banner year for Polar Plunge, but they still have plenty of room for people who want to come out and take what probably will be a not too unpleasant dip in some tepid water this weekend.
Saturday morning's forecast, and again, the high in the upper 40s. I would have to look at the hour by hour to see what it's going to be at 11 o'clock Saturday morning when people actually hit the water.
They'll be doing it at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yep.
If you're not familiar with the Polar Plunge, historically it's timed so that you come out frozen solid.
Yes, you do. And Hilton Garden Inn has served as a site for it for several years. I'm not sure how many, but the first year that I think they did it at the Hilton, it was a snowy, icy morning, and the water going into the pool was probably freezing as fast as they put it in.
So if you want to put on your Vita, on your resume,
yes,
if you want to check off Polar Plunge on your bucket list,
mm-hmm.
this might be the year to do it, Charlie.
I think you're right. Weather-wise, I think it's going to be as temperate as you're going to find a Saturday morning in Bartlesville.
So you can get the T-shirt.
Yeah.
You can get the bragging rights.
You can.
And you can do it without getting the pneumonia.
I like that part.
So, again, if you're interested in taking the Polar Plunge this year, please go to bartlesvillepolarplunge.mysook.org. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the funds that are raised go to a good cause, Charlie.
Absolutely. It goes to Special Olympics, and presenting sponsor for the Bartlesville Polar Plunge, the Tulsa Fraternal Order of Police, as well as looking at the website here, along with Whitewater Bay and ResCare Oklahoma, all sorts of Arctic sponsors as well. But we're just looking for people to get in and raise a little bit of money for Special Olympics. And as I look at the website right now, several names people probably might mention as the top fundraisers, reading from the number five position at the top, Vanessa Drummond, Michelle Blevins, Sherry Thompson, Elliot Smith, and Teresa Messerly. So if you want to join those people and raise a little bit of money for Special Olympics, you can go on the website and do it.
I'm challenging everybody to take the plunge.
Well, what a great idea.
Hey, yes. Speaking of taking the plunge,
yes,
Charlie, if you're driving around, of course you're not driving around right now, but if a listener is driving around.
But I probably could, with the hands-free great action on my Fusion, I could probably be driving around and do the broadcast.
You know, has that been done? We could do a driving in cars with... radio show hosts?
We let's see if we can work that out sometime.
I would love to try that. Actually, really making it stupendous, you and I could be driving side by side. I could drive the new Camry.
Right.
You, of course, being a Ford driver, would drive the Fusion.
Right.
We could dial each other up. We could patch into the radio show. I think it may be a first.
There could be a future broadcast in this somewhere along the line.
So, if you're a listener and you're driving around and you see a red light on your dashboard, if you see that orange triangle with the exclamation point,
mm-hmm.
Come visit us at Dunge's Family of Autos.
Why would they want to do that, Jason?
I'll tell you what, Charlie. The best thing you can do to keep your vehicle is to maintain your vehicle. And we realize this vehicle that you're driving is... probably the second largest purchase you're going to make. Take care of it. Yeah. Bring it in for a $9.95 oil change. If you've got the triangle with the exclamation point on it, it probably just needs a little air. Mm-hmm. Bring your tires in. Bring the rest of the vehicle in.
The best way to do that is bring it leave attached to the vehicle.
Bring the whole car in. Yeah. Let us fill your tires with air. Make sure that you've got a good ride. Make sure that you're making good contact with the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a safety issue, as well as it's going to improve your ride, and it's going to improve your gas mileage.
Well, we're still sitting within a degree or two of 30 degrees right now, and this, you know, when you get temperatures like this, you lose a little bit of tire pressure. It probably will warm up later in the day and be fine, but you probably, you know, it would be easy for us to say there are probably a few listeners out there right now that have that little exclamation point showing up on.
Come in and see us at Dunge's Family of Autos, either the Toyota service drive or the Ford service drive. We'll be happy to fix you up.
And unless there's a more significant problem with the tire, you can, you know, inflate it to proper pressure and send them on their way.
Exactly, exactly. And if there are problems with the tires, the good news is Dunge's, I hope this isn't a little known fact, but Dunge's is the home of the meet any tire price guarantee. And we will meet the price on any tire anywhere, any day of the week.
So you're going to go head-to-head with the people who, at least in the name of their business, have tires somewhere in there, somewhere along the line.
Exactly, exactly. It's something we do quite a bit of.
Mm-hmm.
We put tires on a good percentage of the people who are driving in this community, and we're happy to do it at the lowest possible price.
And that's something that I think you look at, because through your cooperative agreements with Ford, with Toyota, with Lincoln, they obviously buy a lot of tires for the vehicles that they make, and they pass some of the savings on.
Exactly.
To you.
We have the advantage of being in a buyer's group with major manufacturers, and they buy a few tires.
Yeah. You would think with the number, I mean, every vehicle that they produce comes with at least four. Some of them may come with eight or nine, but, you know, at least four.
That type of savings we'd like to pass on to our customers, our consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Another deal that we have at Dunge's on an everyday basis is a lifetime warranty on brake pads.
Lifetime warranty on brake pads. Even if I wear them out, you're going to make sure that I don't wear them out?
Exactly.
Wow.
So, Charlie, we like to make sure that vehicles are properly maintained at Dunge's. We like to make sure that your tires are making good contact, that your wiper blades are in good shape, so that when the storms come, you're going to be able to see.
I feel reasonably confident in saying sometime this spring there are going to be some very heavy rainfall events.
Exactly.
And you need to be able to see when you're going.
Exactly. And another treatment that we've been doing quite a bit of, if you're driving an older vehicle and you notice that your headlamps, that your headlights are sort of yellowing, that you're not kind of getting as much blaze out of your headlamps as you used to.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a treatment that we can take care of the headlight domes, the covers that go over the headlights.
Mm-hmm. Those get oxidized a little bit.
They really do. And if you have a few minutes, swing by the service drive, either Toyota or Ford, and we'll take care of those for you. We can get those cleaned up and make them as clear as the day you drove off the lot.
And I have no doubt that I know that I've seen some television commercials with some really slick people that sell that sort of stuff. But I'll bet your product works a whole lot better than theirs.
It's a legitimate product. Let's just leave it at that.
Not going to make any references to Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. Okay,
definitely not.
Okay.
The Bass-O-Matic.
Yeah. Or the Vegematic, for that matter. This is something that the people can come in and have it done in a relatively quick period.
Exactly. It's definitely a while-you-wait process. It is something that, as with all of our maintenance, both at Ford and Toyota, you can come by without an appointment anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can simply go on our website or give us a call, and we'll set up an appointment for you and have technicians and parts ready and waiting to go when you get to our drive.
And, of course, that website is dungeschoice.com. The phone number is 918-333-0900, and ask for service.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Or,
yes,
Charlie, conversely, ask for sales. My friends in the sales department would be a little upset if I was remiss in mentioning that we are at the end of the month.
Yes,
and,
you talked about that extra savings on Toyotas.
Extra savings on the Toyota Highlander, as well as 0% financing for 72 months on Toyota Camry right now, as well as 0 for 60 on the Toyota RAV4. Fantastic incentives from the manufacturers on both those vehicles.
Toyota Camry, that's still, what, the best-selling car in the world?
I think in the universe.
I wouldn't upgrade it to go that far, but I would, confine it to terra firma anyway.
Now, I'll tell you, as I mentioned before, I've been driving a Toyota Camry for a couple of years, and what a fantastic ride. If you're looking for a comfortable, safe, just all-around nice ride, the Toyota Camry is really something I would recommend.
Well, I have ridden in a Camry, and you're right, it's an excellent ride all the way around. Yeah.
And as we mentioned before, if you're one of those consumers who grew up in an SUV and you want what may be the ultimate midsize SUV experience, it is the Toyota RAV4.
Mm-hmm.
This is a segment that's probably the fastest growing segment of vehicle consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a crowded marketplace, Charlie. We have some legitimate competition from brands that are other than Ford and Toyota. Mm-hmm. But I look at the models that we carry, and I look at what we see coming in terms of used vehicles.
Right.
Frankly, finding a used RAV4, finding a used Highlander, it's kind of difficult right now.
People tend to hang on to those vehicles they like.
Very much so. And when they go on the market, they get snapped up. If you're looking for something that really holds value, you really should be looking at the Toyota product line or the Ford product line. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the second largest investment that most people are going to make.
Yeah.
And buying something that's going to hold value rather than depreciate to the point that when you're ready for the trade-in, there's nothing left. I hate seeing that.
Well, but I mean, many people drive their vehicles to the point that it's, I'm going to say, used up. But a lot of other people will trade pretty regularly, and those are the people that trade every 2, 3, 4 years and like something that looks brand newish.
Exactly. And those people, one of the things that we're recommending quite a bit, especially for people who like to stay in a current vehicle, is the lease program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little foreign to most people around here. People haven't historically leased vehicles, but leasing a vehicle, especially if you're interested in staying with something that's current, mm-hmm. Is a very economical option. For instance, right now on the Camrys and the RAV4s, we can get you into a 36-month lease for as little as $199 a month with about a, I think it's about a $2,000 down payment.
Okay.
And one of the advantages of leasing a vehicle, you know, Charlie, the technology is changing so fast.
It does.
With 36 months, by the time you're done with your lease, you may be slipping into your next vehicle with an autopilot.
Well, that's always a possibility, but certainly you're going to, let's say that, keep that 36-month time frame out there. You either will have, maybe not the autopilot, but you probably won't have to have changed the tires on it yet.
Exactly. You know, if you're leasing, your maintenance responsibility goes way down.
Yeah.
You know what your residual is at the end of the lease. It really is an optimal experience if you're trying to stay current with a new vehicle every 36 months.
It does give the buyer more options, I think, than they realize until they actually start asking questions about it. So it is something working. You mentioned the residual. That's the opportunity, either the cash value of the vehicle as it goes back to the dealership or the guaranteed buyback price if you want to keep the vehicle.
Exactly. So if you fall in love with a lease vehicle, at the end of your 36-month lease term, mm-hmm. You're able to purchase the vehicle for a set price, which you know going into the deal.
Yeah.
So it really is a win-win.
It is, and I think it sets out a lot of guarantees to the person. And I think many of us have the stereotype that lease vehicles are only for the low-mileage driver, but you can build in as many miles into your lease agreement as you need.
Exactly. And our salespeople, our associates, will help you calculate what exactly your driving patterns really are, mm-hmm. and we'll make sure that you're covered.
And that's something that I think people want to know. They want to be able to go into the contract and say, I understand what I'm entering into. We understand buy the car contracts real well, but like you said, a lot of people around here don't do the other option.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, Charlie, a lot of people don't realize that Dunge's is the home of some of the world's best lovingly used pre-owned, one-owner vehicles. We have a lot full of pre-owned vehicles right now, and most of these vehicles, almost all of them, have come in as one-owner trade-ins.
Mm-hmm. Frequently through the We Will Buy Your Car program.
Exactly. If you are looking for an opportunity to get into a reliable pre-owned vehicle, come see us at Dungis Family of Autos. We have four different tiers of vehicles. We have the manufacturer-certified vehicles, both Ford and Lincoln, Toyota. Now, those certifications, they come with an extended warranty. They come with roadside assistance. Mm-hmm. We also have what we call the Dungis Q certified vehicles. Now, those vehicles have a little more mileage, or they may be third-party manufacturer mm-hmm. vehicles, but we're still able as a dealership to certify those vehicles with a 129-point inspection as they come in. And those vehicles also get an extended warranty as well as roadside protection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a great way of purchasing a vehicle knowing that you've got a little bit of extra coverage.
And I think that's something that when we buy any vehicle, one of the questions that they get asked somewhere along the buying process is, what does the warranty cover? And with this certified program, either the manufactured certified program, Lincoln, Ford, Toyota, or your Q certified program, you drive away immediately with a certain feeling of confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know your powertrain is covered, and then with the roadside, you know that if there is some sort of incident, or if you
should
have,
the unexpected happen,
exactly, you've got backup. Or actually, this happened to my son recently. In his case, if you lock your keys in the car,
mm-hmm.
someone will come pop the lock for you, and it doesn't have to be Dad.
There you go. Because with the newer vehicles, Dad may or may not have the tools.
Exactly. So, if you are in the market for a lovingly owned, well cared for, certified, inspected vehicle,
mm-hmm.
Come to Dungis. We're going to be happy to take care of you.
And if you're looking for that budget vehicle, then of course then you can have the Dungis wholesale lot.
Exactly. Now we have a number of vehicles that come in that fall in the under $10,000 category.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them under $5,000. These are great starter vehicles for a young person, or great utility vehicles for somebody who just needs to get back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to sell those vehicles as if we were selling them to a wholesaler.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, historically, those types of vehicles would go to auction. We've decided over the last couple of months to hang on to those vehicles, or a number of those vehicles, and pass along auction type prices to consumers who may need a lower price vehicle.
And so we're really working hard, I think, to meet the needs of every car buyer.
We really are. We know that there are people out there in the world who need the vehicle that's under $10,000 or mm-hmm. under $5,000, and need to get back and forth. They need to get to the job. They need to move their kids.
Yeah, and for, you know, that's something that I think a lot of us can remember, that first vehicle. It might have been actually a car that grandfather didn't trade in because it went down the line to us, but it's that vehicle that had grandfather traded it in would have probably gone for that budget price at the time. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
In my case, it was the grandmother's Chevy Nova.
Oh, all right.
So,
Mine was a white over red Mercury, so yeah.
you just don't see colors like that anymore.
No, you don't.
But if you're interested in a pre-owned vehicle, please come see us at Dungis Family of Autos, 1901 Southeast Washington, or take a look at us on the web. Go to dungischoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
You mentioned the sales professionals, and I want to make sure that we give them their due. But another service that, as long as we're talking about any vehicle, is the service that you get with a great detail.
That's exactly it. Our detail shop, the Dungis Detail Shop, can take any vehicle, really. I've seen some miraculous things happen at that detail shop. We can take a vehicle in any condition and make it look like it's ready for the showroom. The team led by Enrique, they're very proud of the work that they do. They're meticulous in the work that they do. In fact, we talked about at the over the holidays the possibility of some sort of discounted
And I know Brad did talk about that a few times, but I'm sure people took advantage of that.
It worked real well, but Enrique was very firm on the fact that while we were giving a discount, he was not going to deliver any less service, and was very adamant about the fact that any vehicle that rolls out of his shop is going to look fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if you have a vehicle that you love to take care of and you want it taken care of with kid gloves, give us a call, 918-333-0900, mm-hmm. and we'll send you down to Enrique. Or
and he'll make make an appointment, and you can take it to him early in the morning and get it back to you in a matter of hours.
He'll bring a spit-shined vehicle back to you. If you have a vehicle that hasn't been taken care of and needs some love, I mean really needs some love, give us a call. We'll still help you out. 918-333-0900.
Yep. You mentioned the sales crew, and again, that same telephone number, and instead of asking for Enrico or asking for a service, you can ask for sales and set an appointment for some kind of a test drive.
You don't have to make an appointment.
Okay.
But we love appointments. We're really working on the sales process being appointment driven.
Mm-hmm.
We want the experience when you come in to buy a vehicle at Dunge's to be a little bit like going to the Apple store. We want to be prepared for you. We want to have the vehicle that you're interested in pulled up, gassed, ready to go. We want to have your paperwork ready for you. We love being prepared. That being said, if you walk in and you're looking for a test drive, our sales associates are such experts on every vehicle that they carry that they're really ready to go. It's almost like flipping a switch for them.
And that's the process that we like to see, because like you said, they're prepared. They expect to see me, maybe me and my wife, to come down and talk about what vehicle we'd like to drive away in.
Vehicle sales has evolved. It's not the Glengarry Glen Ross that it used to be. Now it's really being a sales associate involves quite a bit of training, and mm-hmm. frankly, the majority of a salesperson's day or an associate's day now is filled with online training from the manufacturers on the ins and outs and the nuances of the vehicles.
Well, the salesperson used to have to know, hey, it's a 452 four-barrel carburetor, and it's all set and ready to go. The speedometer goes up to 150. I challenge you to take it that far, and you were done.
Exactly. Now it's computer systems and Entune or the Ford Sync system, mm-hmm. and it is knowing the technology.
And all kinds of entertainment systems in the vehicle, Bluetooth audio off of your phone, whatever you're looking for.
It's fantastic living in the future, isn't it?
Yes, and when you get that that flux capacitor in there, we'll talk about it.
It's coming. That will be on the 2020.
Okay.
Well, once again, we really are excited about this weekend's Polar Plunge.
Yeah.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Let's see if there's any changes in the website while we've been talking. Again, total pledges right now, 4,740, and goal for the state of Oklahoma, $200,000 they would like to raise on that one. And again, it all benefits Special Olympics.
So Big Brothers, if you're interested
We can talk about them too.
We will next week. Okay. I'm sorry about that. So it all does go to Special Olympics, and it is the Bartlesville Polar Plunge, January 28th. Registration is at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. You can plunge at 11 at the Hilton Garden Inn. Go online to bartlesvillepolarplunge.mysook.org, and you can sign up there. And if you're looking for a vehicle or looking for the best maintenance in town, go to dungeschoice.com and come see us at Dunge's Family of Autos.
I like the slogan they've got up on the Polar Plunge website, freezing for a reason. Benefits Special Olympics, again, downtown Bartlesville, registration 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and the plunge at 11 at the Hilton Garden Inn. You don't have to wait to register till Saturday morning. You can register online at the website that, again, Jason gave you. Just if you wanted us to go to mysook.org and then click on Bartlesville. Might be a little bit shorter than the other one Jason gave you. News on the way next on K1. Happy New Year. Make it a good one. From Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.